This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, Evan Farbach, and I am joined by Andrea McCullough. She is a volunteer and silent auction coordinator for the Filling the Need Fundraiser Barbecue Hope Clinic presenting that event. It's going to be September the 29th at 6 o'clock, and Andrea, appreciate you joining us this morning. And right off the bat, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the barbecue?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. Certainly happy to be here and love to be sharing the information about Hope Clinic with the community. The barbecue is coming up the end of this month on the 29th of September. We'll be getting together at 6 o'clock that evening at Bartlesville Southern Baptist Church out on No Water Road. And really just a time of raising funds for the Hope Clinic mobile van, and also a time to get together and celebrate with other volunteers who are participating at the clinic, and then with the community as well to help support the awesome work that the clinic is doing.
And you mentioned a specific goal for the fundraiser here on the flyer, and you also talked about exactly what that money's going to. If you could speak a little bit more about that as well.
You bet. Our goal for this campaign is $60,000. So it's a pretty lofty goal for the clinic and for the fundraising crew who's working on that. Hope Clinic just recently acquired a dental van, a mobile unit. You might have seen it around town. It's been parked at several local churches. We've been out at the hot street party, really just showing the community that van. The goal for the $60,000 is to equip the inside of that unit. And so what we're hoping to do is to provide two different mobile rooms, if you will, where people from our community can come and get free dental services. But in order to do that, to provide that costly equipment for the inside, it's a pretty nice chunk of change for us of $60,000. So that's what we're hoping to do with the event that evening.
And you mentioned it's a dental van, and let's say that you get that $60,000 like we think you will. What are you guys going to be able to do then with it?
So the plan is to be able to provide free services to the community. So we're hoping to offer that right now with the clinic. We're open the first four Thursdays of every month. So basically you can think we're open every Thursday except those months when we have five Thursdays and we're not available then. But right now the community can come for free health care, minor illnesses and injuries, prescriptions, not to include some of those controlled narcotics type things. But they can come out to the clinic and receive those free health care services. We are a faith-based clinic. That's each Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And with this dental unit, we'll be able to provide dental services as well. So right now, individuals can see a doctor at the clinic. They can come for those prescription refills, but we're adding the dental to that. We've just recently added a really cool service. The Go Life van is also available at the clinic at 6 p.m. Individuals can come out for free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds as well through that Go Life van. And so this dental van will just be a nice addition to those services that we're providing.
We're talking with Andrea McCullough. She is with the Hope Clinic, and they have the Filling the Need fundraiser barbecue coming up. Features a silent auction and dessert auction. That's September the 29th. That's a Thursday, so coming up, I guess it'll be 2 weeks from tomorrow, exactly when that is. That's going to be at the Bartlesville Southern Baptist Church. And let's talk a little bit more about the fundraiser itself. It's $10 a piece. If someone was interested in going, what would they encounter on that Thursday evening?
So we've got a lot of fun events planned for the evening. That $10 will get them a barbecue dinner. It will also get them some great entertainment. We're going to have some entertainment there. But then in addition to that, we'll be doing a dessert auction as well as a silent auction. So the dessert auction, we're going to have about 20 different desserts that we'll be auctioning off. Ike from Spirit Church will actually be our auctioneer. And so if you're familiar with Ike, he's just a super guy with a lot of energy and a lot of spirit who will be providing that auction for us. We've got desserts that have been made by Sugarica, as well as pies and such. And then we have a lot of bakers from across the area churches who are preparing great desserts as well. We have some of our favorites. You've got some of the basics with pies and cupcakes, and then as well as even some Italian cream cake and some other items as well. So that's the dessert auction portion, and then we'll have the silent auction as well. And for the silent auction, we have a lot of great items in different price points, everything from really cheap things that people can bid on all the way up to more expensive items. So we have a great OU football that's been autographed that we'll be auctioning off. We have dishes and even an autographed cookbook from Ree Drummond, who of course we know as our pioneer woman, and we'll be auctioning those off. We also have even things like Woola Rock tickets and a basket from Keepsake Candles, and just a fun night out basket, as well as some things just specifically for ladies and for the guys as well, some baskets which are specifically for them.
Talking with Andrea McCullough once again. She's with the Hope Clinic, volunteer for the Hope Clinic, and also the silent auction coordinator for the Filling the Need fundraiser barbecue coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, September the 29th, going to begin at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $10 a piece. And before maybe we get into a little bit more specifics on the barbecue and things like that, if someone was interested in going, how would they go about getting a ticket?
You bet. We would love to provide them with tickets. We have some different ways that they can do that. First, they can make a call and just let us know that they're interested in some tickets. The phone number to call would be 918-214-3024. And also, if they have ever experienced Hope Clinic, they can also like us on Facebook, and there's a phone number on there for them to call as well. But really, the main way is to call that number, 918-214-3024, in order to get tickets.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background with the Hope Clinic? How did you come involved with them?
You bet. I've been volunteering with Hope Clinic for a little while now, just participating in the Thursday night activities. For those who haven't been out to the clinic, they could even come and just experience that, just kind of look around and take part. It's really awesome because the clinic each Thursday night starts out with a little devotional that's put on by one of the ministers from a local area church. We have several churches who are actively involved with the clinic, and then volunteers. I've just participated in volunteering to basically take information from clients who come in and have a health-related issue that they need to see a doctor for. So it's an opportunity for you to get involved on a volunteer basis. We always need additional help. It's great because the clinic is really a well-oiled machine, from people who provide dinners for the volunteers all the way up to when the clients start coming in. It's really divided up just like you would experience a doctor's office, and really even better, because people come in, they give their information, they see the doctor, there are volunteers who help out back in the pharmacy area, so that it's really a true spiritual experience, being a faith-based clinic that the clients can participate in.
And where's the physical location of that on Thursdays?
Yes, on Thursdays we're located at the West Oak Baptist Church. That's just on the very north end of Sunset. So if they turn on Sunset off of Hensley and go pretty far north up to West Oak, they'll find us there at the clinic.
Talking with Andrea McCullough. She is the silent auction coordinator and volunteer for the Hope Clinic. And once again, specifically this morning, we've been talking about the Filling the Need fundraiser. It's a barbecue 2 weeks from tomorrow. That is September the 29th, 6 o'clock. A dinner, $10 a piece. They'll also have a silent auction and a dessert auction. You talked about the specifics, desserts. I know you said a barbecue. What are you guys going to have on tap for dinner that evening?
So we'll have some really great barbecue that's actually being provided for us. It'll be smoked for, you know, quite a while before we actually start, and so we're really excited about the barbecue dinner, come with some sides, and of course having the desserts there as well. But that will certainly be able to help us with setting up the dental clinic van, and you know, as I mentioned, the clinic will actually be providing free flu shots starting this Thursday, and so even though this $60,000 won't help us, us with that particular piece and filling the need of the dental van, we certainly invite the public out for those free flu shots. Anyone over the age of 6 can come starting this Thursday and participate in that. It's completely free, no appointment necessary. They can just show up and get their free flu shot.
And once again, that silent auction, the dessert auction, and the barbecue dinner that's going to help raise the $60,000 for their dental van going to come up 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's September the 29th, 6 o'clock. It's $10 a piece for dinner. And then, of course, you can bid on pies or anything like that in the silent auction during that event as well. If you're interested in getting a ticket or want some more information, it sounds like your Facebook page was a good place to do that. Just search Hope Clinic on Facebook.
Yeah, they can search Hope Clinic on Facebook and like us there. And also to get a ticket, they can contact 918-214-3024.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time, Andrew. We appreciate you coming in this morning and looking forward to being at that barbecue coming up on September the 29th.
Yeah, we appreciate your having us and certainly would love to get more friends on Facebook and love to see as many people there as we can.
Hope Clinic presents Filling the Need Fundraiser and Barbecue featuring a silent and dessert auction September the 29th, 6 o'clock. That's going to be at the Bartlesville Southern Baptist Church, 5111 Southeast Nowata Road. And once again, you can like the Hope Clinic on Facebook for more info. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.